Solo Company presents the Victory Parade of Spotlight Band. Tonight playing from Akron, Ohio. And here's tonight's Spotlight roll call. Ozzie Nelson.
Here.
Harriet Hilliard.
Here.
The Ozzie Nelson Band.
Here.
The men and women of the B.F. Goodrich Company.
Here.
And tonight's first Spotlight tune, you'll never know, right about here.
Thank you very much, and hello, everyone. The marching orders for the Victory Parade said, Ozzie Nelson, you do a hayfoot, strawfoot to Akron, Ohio. So Hyatt and I stepped over here and right into the spotlight. First off, we'd like to try a little something special on Why Don't You Fall in Love with Me? Let's go. As long as you're not in love with anyone else, why don't you fall in love with me? You're driving me crazy, baby, trying to guess. Will you tell me no, or will you tell me yes?
Say, is that song too high for you, or is your voice changing?
It's bound to be.
You don't know the words either.
As long as you're not in love.
Hiya.
With anyone else.
Hiya.
Why don't you fall in love with me?
Hiya.
Hiya. Why don't you fall in love with me?
Name of this song?
Why don't you fall in love with me?
Yes, that's what I thought.
Let you and I get married tonight. I'll wear my new suit.
Well, I was going to the movies, but you are kind of cute, it says here.
You've got to go overboard for someone someday. Believe it or not, it's bound to be. As long as you're not dancing with anyone else, why don't you have this dance with me? You talk it over. Why don't you have this dance with me?
Say, do you always dance like this?
No, sometimes I move my feet. Say, would you like to go out on Friday? I've got tickets for the fight.
Oh, I'm getting married Friday. How about Saturday night?
You know, I can tell at a glance that I'm using the wrong approach. I'm not being taken seriously.
Oh, you're being taken all right. I mean, you
as
don't
long
know
as you're not in love with anyone else, why don't you fall in love with me? I've got a C card. Why don't you fall in love with me?
And when the spotlight's on refreshment, it's Coca-Cola. However much you enjoy it, it may depend on how thirsty you happen to be, or maybe on how much you want to be refreshed at the time. Always, though, you may be sure the quality of Coca-Cola stays the same. It works the same. It tastes the same. And there's never anything to refresh you like a Coke. The B.F. Goodrich Company in Akron, Ohio. The spotlight band, Ozzie Nelson. The same Ozzie Nelson who appears on the Raleigh Cigarette Show. The tunes, I've heard that song before, and you'd be so nice to come home to. With us here tonight, another name on the spotlight roll call. It is George Blake, war correspondent of International News Service, who has just returned to the United States after 31 months at the fighting fronts across the Atlantic. He went through the terrible London blitz and spent a year and a half with the famous British 8th Army in North Africa. He was wounded 3 times and was officially appointed honorary captain in an Indian regiment with which he served. He was cited 3 times for valor. Blake has been in the thick of hand-to-hand action, has flown in bombers and night fighters, has sailed in convoys through minefields and U-boats, has lived in the desert for months on end under conditions of almost unbelievable hardship and suffering. Most of what he has seen he cannot tell until the war is over, but what he can tell is fascinating and hair-raising enough. George Blake.
I want to start off a talk in an unusual manner. As a rule, a speaker ends his talk by thanking those of his audience who managed to stay awake. But I want to begin by thanking some of you for the fact that I'm physically able to be here tonight. If it had not been for some of you men and women out there, and other American workers like you, I and some of my very closest friends might be at the bottom of the Mediterranean Ocean tonight. I'm able to talk to you this evening because of you people who make the self-sealing gas tanks, those marvelous big metal barrels which carry the juice to send our bombers and our allies' bombers over to paste those enemies who sneer at the achievements of the democracies. I was in a bombing raid a few months ago in which we sank several German and Italian warships and merchantmen anchored in Navarino Bay on the coast of Greece. I was flying in a B-24 of the United States Army's 9th Air Force. The plane was named Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, and she was only one of nine which took part in the attack. We laid our explosive eggs all over the harbor, and I had the thrilling satisfaction of seeing a couple of our targets burst into flames thousands of feet below us. But before our formation could get away, five German Messerschmitts roared into view and dived down on our tails. Their deadly multiple machine guns were sputtering and flinging tracers and incendiaries on all sides. We shot down four out of the five, which is not bad shooting, by the way. But some of their bullets did hit our aircraft. And that's where you folks came into the picture. Half a dozen German bullets plowed right through the big gas tank in the bomb bay of our plane. I saw a couple of drops of our precious and highly inflammable 100-octane seep out and dribble down the side of the tank. Late, I said to myself, get ready right now to begin paying for all your sins. And late, you better make it fast, because you haven't got much time. But thanks to you folks, I didn't need to rush it. The tank was one of those big self-sealing babies you folks make out here. And after a couple of drops had leaked out of the bullet holes, the gadget sealed itself perfectly, and we got home okay. So I'm thanking you for my life and for the lives of the crew of our plane. Things like self-sealing gas tanks and rubber tires and surgical gloves and rubber treads on fighting tanks don't often get into headlines. You never hear a communique say that such and such a place was captured thanks to the fact that our tank treads stood up for several thousands of miles longer than was specified. But I know of just such an instance when the British 8th Army smashed across the frontier into Libya last year. We ripped through Halfaya Pass and captured the Italian fort at Capuzzo with American-built General Grant and General Sherman tanks. Many of them already had traveled 3,000 and 4,000 miles during previous battles, on rubber treads intended only for about 1,500 miles of wear. Stories of details like these don't make the headlines. But let me tell you that the soldier at the front knows all about it. It's these things that matter to the guy out there with the rifle. When you get away out in front and some Bosch or ITAI or Jap is pinging away at you with a machine gun, you think hard about these details. Things take on a different perspective when you get up front. When you're in the rear areas, you smoke a cigarette halfway down and toss the butt away. You can get all the candy and cookies and soft drinks you want back to the lines. But at the fighting front, a half-inch cigarette butt sometimes is priceless. I saw two soldiers under heavy enemy fire in a slip trench in Tunisia. One had just come up from the rear lines and had hauled along a couple of bottles of Coca-Cola. He gave his pal one bottle of Coke, then sold him the second bottle for $15. I once drove all night across the almost impassable sand to get a single box of cookies stamped with a famous American trademark. And to a soldier thousands of miles away from home, the sight of these American trademarks, with which we're all so familiar, comes like a message from home. The trademarks on your products assure the boys out there that the folks back home are working all out to send them everything possible, to send them everything possible.